This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do I do every week? Well, I talk to you about your family, your future, and what comes first. And you know what a lot of that is your finances. What is more important than making sure that you can afford your payments and that you're not paying too much in interest? Well, right now, my guys down at Tustin Buick GMC, they have 0% financing on a Yukon up to 72 months. More than that, mention Go Country or the Mortgage Mom and get $4,500 off the MSRP along with your 0% financing on that Yukon. They've also got 0% for 60 months on select model Sierras for all my cowboys out there, and 0% on the Encore if that Yukon's just a little too big. Go see them. Go to Tustin Buick GMC or TustinGMC.com.
Tustin Buick GMC, lower payments guarantee.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
Do you know what would happen to your kids if something happened to you today? Do you have a written legal plan? Hello, I am the estate planning mom. My name is Krista Hermance, and I am an estate planning attorney. At Hermance Law, we focus on educating and planning for parents with minor children. Planning with minor children can include nominating guardians for your kids, including short-term guardians, so your kids do not end up in Child Protective Services. Also, maybe having a will or trust where you can plan how your kids would receive money, like life insurance benefits. Without a legal plan in place, a court who does not know you or your kids decides everything with no input from you. I know it's hard to think about, but it's so important. We are here to make the process easy for you. For more information, text WILL to 474747 or call 805-518-9633. And remember, estate planning isn't just for the wealthy. It's for any parent that wants to put a plan in place to protect their kids.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
All right, well, welcome back. I am Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've got Heidi Slegel Points, so we're going to call her Heidi Points. HP is in the house with me today.
Good morning.
Good morning. So this is the last piece of the hour show, and we always get into different topics throughout the show, and we typically take questions, answer those questions. If you have questions, please get those text messages coming in. You can text the word MOM to 474747. We will respond to you, and we will answer any questions that you might have. So again, text the word MOM to 474747. You will hear from us. We will not leave the studio until every single person gets a response back. So please feel free to do that. You're welcome to call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So if you'd like to give us a call, you're just a talker. We like that too. But however you'd like to find us, please feel free to do so. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. You guys can contact us through the website. Send us an email. If you'd like, there's all kinds of great calculators and free tools on my website. So you can actually run affordability calculators. You can run monthly payment calculators. There's just a lot that you can do there. We do have all of the workshops, all the YouTube workshops are on the website or obviously on YouTube. Anywhere that you want to find us, it's Mortgage Mom Radio. So you can Yelp us, you can Google us, you can find us. If you put in Mortgage Mom Radio, we are there, no matter where you put it. So we did talk a little bit before we left to a commercial break about VA. And I wouldn't say a little bit. We actually did a lot about VA.
I think
Quite a bit. We went into pretty good detail. So if you missed any of that part, you're a veteran and you'd like to hear what went on, remember our podcast. We do have a podcast. We take the show, we do repurpose it, and it does go out to podcast, and we get those up as often as we can. So you are not out of luck. If you ever missed a point or a piece, or you come into the show and you just missed something you want to hear, go to the podcast. So anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts, you can find us. So we are on iTunes, Google Play, Twitter. You can ask Alexa to play the Mortgage Mom Radio podcast, and they'll play the most recent episode that we've done. But if you did miss that piece, please check the podcast. We will actually have today's show will be up next week. So not too far away, but subscribe to the podcast. You can do that through the phone app. You can do it through the website. You can do that through iTunes. Wherever you like to listen to your podcast, you can subscribe. But you won't miss any of the episodes that way, and you'll know when a new episode has gone out. I really like the subscribe by email, because I get an email that tells me that a new, you know, podcast that I like to listen to has been uploaded, and then it's really easy to click from there to listen. So something that if you did miss it, it's not gone, it's not dead, it's not, you know, show over and you can't hear it again. You guys can find it. But talking about VA makes me want to talk about FHA. And I think that that's a really important thing. For the last couple of months, I've had some commercials running that were about streamline refinances. And what are some of the common questions that we've had, Heidi, when people call in because they've heard the commercial?
So with a streamline, a lot of people want to, you know, they just think they're easily going to qualify, pull cash out, or it's going to be a no-cost loan to them, meaning they don't have to bring in any funds. So
a little misconception going on with the streamlines. Yeah,
there's definitely a misconception. So, you know, Deb, what happens when someone calls in and says, well, I want to do a streamline, I want to pull cash out?
Right. So let's talk about what a streamline is, okay? Yeah. So you can do a streamline on both FHA and VA. There are different rules between the two. So I don't want that to get, you know, I don't want you guys to get confused. Right now, we're going to talk about FHA streamline. VAs, if you guys are veterans, again, there is a VA streamline refinance, and we'll touch on that in a different episode down the road. But FHA streamlines, because I was running that commercial and I think a lot of people got confused, I want to touch on it. So an FHA streamline is, number one, you have an FHA loan today. You don't have a Fannie Mae, you don't have a Freddie Mac, you don't have a conventional loan, a jumbo loan. You have an FHA loan today. Those are the people that would be qualified to do a streamline FHA refinance. Number two, we need to drop your interest rate by at least a half of a percent. So if we can't drop the rate that you have today into today's interest rates, if there's not at least a minimum of a half of a point improvement in your interest rate, we cannot do the streamline.
Right. So like meaning going from 4% to 3.5%?
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. So we need to improve by at least a half of a percent. Number three. So there's going to be a lot of them, and I'm going to say A, B, C, D, 3, 4, whatever, but you guys are going to get it. These are pointers, right? They're little point marks. So we do also need to make sure that everybody understands that a streamline refinance, we can only refinance for your current balance today. So what you owe on your home today is what we can refinance a new loan for. Again, remember that the streamline is pretty cool because we don't have to qualify. I don't have to get those pay stubs or those W-2s. Sometimes I don't even have to pull credit. Sometimes we don't even have to get an appraisal. It really is a very fast, quick refinance that is pretty awesome to drop the interest rate and get you a better loan payment. And we cannot include your closing costs into the new loan balance. And what a lot of people, there's also a misconception that a streamline has no fees. No, a streamline does have fees. All refinances, all mortgages, all purchases have closing costs. There's always a title company there that has to insure the title. There's always an escrow company that has to be your middleman. Here in the state of California, obviously, people listening to me by podcast in other states, some are title states, some are escrow states, and we'll talk to you individually one-on-one if you're interested in this option. But because we're on radio here in California, I'm going to talk about California. So we are an escrow state. So there is an escrow company that's always involved. There's a title company for your title insurance. You do have notary fees to sign all your documents. You do have to get everything recorded with the county. So there are fees incurred. Those have to happen no matter what. Well, how do those fees get paid for? So number one, the buyer can either bring those fees in cash, out of pocket, or we can actually increase the interest rate to give them a credit to cover the closing costs. So that's where it starts to get tricky. Interest rates have definitely dropped. If you got your FHA loan any time last year in 2018, I will guarantee you that the interest rate is probably, okay, I'm going to take away guarantee because I'm going to get in trouble.
Yes.
I'm going to get in trouble for that word. I'm going to get in trouble with compliance. But I can almost guarantee you that the interest rate today is better, if not significantly better. So what can we do? Well, we can increase the interest rate slightly from where the bottom line interest rate would be today. And we can then give you a credit to cover closing costs, or you can bring cash in. So the cool thing with a streamline, though, is that it's just like any other mortgage. You are going to end up skipping 1 month's payment. So if we close your loan, let's say as an example, in October, any day in October, you will not make a November 1st mortgage payment. Your first payment would be due December. So if you are used to bringing in your monthly payment on the regular, then you might be able to afford to bring in those closing costs. And it's basically like never skipping a payment, but you're getting the very bottom lowest interest rate. If you can't afford to bring that money in, we can look at increasing the rate slightly to give you a credit to cover those costs. But again, we need to make sure that we're saving you at least a half of a percent in rate. If you have a $400,000-$600,000 loan and we save you a half a percent or more in your interest rate, you're going to see a pretty significant difference in your monthly payment. So, you know, those are kind of some of the really important things, I think, to talk about. But we have a misconception. People hear it and they think, oh, I can do a streamline. I don't have to qualify. It doesn't matter what my credit's like. I want to pull cash out.
Yeah. So again, a key thing, you can only do a streamline going from an FHA loan to an FHA loan.
Yes. Or a VA to
or
a VA.
VA.
But we're
right.
talking
we're
right
just
now.
Talking
all of
FHA.
The rules right now is FHA.
Right. Yeah. Or VA to VA. But yes. Again, for FHA streamline, FHA to FHA, you cannot do it from a conventional to an FHA.
And we can't get rid of mortgage insurance doing a streamline either. So we do get a lot of that question is, oh, I heard I can do a streamline refinance. I've got the equity. Can I get rid of my mortgage insurance? An FHA loan, no matter how much equity that you have, will have mortgage insurance. So this is truly just to take somebody that has an FHA loan now. They're not necessarily in a position to be able to get into a conventional loan to drop the mortgage insurance. This is a way to help you save on your monthly payment by reducing that interest rate for you. So great, great loans. I really do love them. I think that they're fantastic. I think they give a lot of people the opportunity to save money. But I just wanted to kind of clear that up because it seems like there's been a little bit of confusion about what's a streamline and what can we do.
Right. Yeah, I think you just made a great point. I think people really need to think of it as a rate reduction loan.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes. And that's why with a VA streamline, they actually call it an interest rate reduction loan.
Yes.
You know, that is the actual name. It is a VA IRL. And, you know, with the veterans out there, since we did talk a lot on VA and we're talking streamline right now, let's just touch a couple of points. Let's just do it and get that over with. I know we said we'd do it down the road, but let's do it. We're here. We're in the studio. We
might
got time.
Well.
Might as well. So with a veteran, again, same exact thing. We need to save at least a half of a point or more for it to make sense. For a veteran, you can include your closing costs into your new loan balance, which is different than FHA, but you have to be able to recoup the closing costs within 36 months. So can you kind of explain that, Heidi? Can you tell them what that means?
Yes. So what that means is in whatever your closing costs are, say they're $3,000, right?
Just as an example.
As an example, I'm not saying that's what they would be.
Right.
If they were $3,000 within the new loan amount, okay, the new payment, you have to be able to recoup that with the payment savings within 36 months.
Right. So if it's $3,000 and you save $200 a month, $200 savings needs to make up the difference of the $3,000 within 36, which it would. Yes.
So it's your savings monthly
divided by your cost
that you're being charged for the closing.
Yes.
And you have to be able to recoup it within the 36 months. So we always take what your total closing cost is by your new monthly savings.
Yes. And so as long as we can recoup that, you can include those closing costs into that new loan amount. So you would not have to bring in money to close. If we are not going to recoup within 36 months, then you could bring in a little bit if you wanted to. Where I notice sometimes we run into an issue with the recoup, we typically don't, because we're not going to put you into a refinance and we're not going to suggest that you do one unless it's something that you can recoup very quickly by your monthly savings to the cost to do the loan. And anybody out there that's worked with us knows that I turn people away every day and say, this does not make sense. You're not saving enough to do this refinance. But where we typically will see that we will run into some problems in being able to do the recoup is when we have clients that want to pay points to buy the rate down. And not that paying points to buy a rate down is a bad idea, but a lot of times it just doesn't cash flow. It costs you more money to buy the points than what the savings are is going to be. And it ends up taking, like, you know, 72 months before you're saving it the end of the day, and that just doesn't make sense. Again, something we're going to do together to determine before you even start out the gates whether or not you should be considering the refinance.
Right. And we do have some clients that say, I understand, but I'm going to live here forever, the rest of my life, and it makes more sense to me to have a lower payment and pay this up front and be done and have that lower payment for 30 years. So at that point, then we have to look at what they're going to bring in versus what we can include in the closing costs of the loan.
Right.
But that, again, is just an individual. As we've said a million times, every loan is individual to the client.
Yeah, they're all very, very personal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so and a couple of things, you know, with the VA Streamline, very similar to FHA is, you know, we most likely don't need an appraisal. There's a good chance we wouldn't need a credit report. You know, we definitely don't need to collect income documentation. So things to keep in mind is that if we run a credit report, you'll get a better interest rate on a Streamline. And that goes for FHA and VA. If the bank can rerun your credit report and see your credit score, you actually get better pricing than if we do not. Is it required? No. The appraisal, if we order an appraisal and your loan to value is better than what it was when you took the loan initially, that could also improve your pricing. So some things, again, that are so personal that we're going to talk to the individual one-on-one to determine whether or not they want their credit report pulled, do they want to order the appraisal, or are we in a position where we would be better off doing that Streamline without taking those steps. They're going to end up with a better interest rate than maybe if we did pull that credit report.
Right.
So, you know, again, so individual, so personal, but you know, that kind of touches on Streamline. I had, over the last couple of months, we've had a lot of, clients call looking to do something that wasn't possible. And I thought it might be really good to kind of clear the air on that piece.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it definitely helps, lessen the confusion. And, you know, it gets a little frustrating when someone's calling in for them, they're a little frustrated thinking it's one way and it's not.
Right, exactly. So this has been Mortgage Mom Radio. We are done for the hour here on Go Country 105. We will be back next Saturday at 7 a.m. If you guys missed us or you want to go back and listen to anything we said today, again, check out the podcast. You can find that at mortgagemomradio.com. We are here at the studio. We are not leaving until every text message and phone call has been answered. So please feel free to do that. You can text the word mom to 474747. You can give us a call at 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. And we'll be back next week.
Have a wonderful week.